still kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you were victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
Mm-hmm. Look, all I'm saying, look, if there's a difference between not wanting to do something and being willing to. I just didn't want.
I don't want it.
Well, both of y'all can kiss my ass.
That's all day task, man.
Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready? What's going on?
How do you want it? How do you need it? And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stubborn, the Lord of Laughter, the poorly singing Old Man Wade. And it has been way too long since I've actually recorded with my twin.
The Devil Within! Sorry.
What? The Double Within or the Devil
Within? The Devil Within! That's the name of the movie. Sorry. Okay, continue.
I don't even know. Just randomly burning out the Devil
because Within. Because remember I told you I was trying to find the movie I watched? That I was talking about on the podcast with the crazy church people.
Yeah.
It's called The Devil Within.
I think I wanted to see that. Is that on Netflix?
Yes! You gotta watch it. It's crazy!
I'll watch it tonight. For some reason, I've been in a mood to watch a lot of like horror flicks.
And you know, I don't stay awake for movies.
At all.
That movie had me like, the fuck?
I don't get it. Like, how do you not stay awake for stuff? Like, your attention span is...
Because I'm tired. I work with kids all day. So by the time I sit down to get a breather, I fall asleep. And you gotta remember, I'm up between like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
That's also true.
Crazy energy that I have right now all day long.
So by 7 o'clock, that shit's gone.
Seven? Shit. It depends. If it's the summer 7 o'clock or is it fall 7 o'clock?
Oh, fall 7 o'clock. You're done by five.
Fall 7 o'clock. I am done by 4:30.
You done by the last time.
Listen,
the last kid leaves.
I am solar operated. By the time the sun is setting, I am like, what? I'm so happy that the kids are home for COVID for school because they're supposed to be in school till 3. They're done with their online classes at like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So by the time the kids wake up from nap time, my kids come and help me in the daycare because I'm already at zero. Because I'm ready to go to sleep because it's dark outside. There's no more sun to keep me going.
It just dawned on me that you're probably doing pretty well with the COVID thing going on right now.
Doing better, yes, because at first, you know, the daycares and everything were closed.
Yeah.
But then when they opened up and parents, they already know I'm kind of OCD. I'm not even kind of. I'm OCD-ish.
I was gonna comment on that. I'm like, kind of my ass.
I'm OCD-ish for keeping my house clean, and especially the stuff that the kids touch. And then EEC gave us this, like, antibacterial thing they told us that we should use on the toys.
Yeah.
Where we just have to spray it and wipe it down. You put this thing in the water, and it purifies and cleanses the water. It's really cool. I like it. But
that's dope.
Force of Nature. That's what it's called. And it cleans all your stuff.
Force of Nature sounds like a mutant on the X-Men.
Sir?
Like Storm's, like, daughter?
It mutates the water.
Mutates the water.
It makes it where it's nice and clean for the toys. For the children. Yes.
It makes it nice and clean for the children.
Wait, I'm wrong. It's called The Devil All the Time? Make up your mind.
I don't know.
Me neither, but...
I'm going to type in The Devil, and we'll see what pops up on Netflix.
Yes, it's a good movie, I'm telling you. And it's one of those movies you have to sit and don't blink, or you'll miss something.
Well, I kind of have to blink.
Go like, hold your two eyes open with your fingers, mm-hmm. with your thumb and your pointer, and keep it open.
So, the problem with that is I don't have a healing factor. So, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't have this super black woman power where I can, like, keep my eyes on everything. So,
Sorry, I got you off track. Go ahead. Go back. Do your show.
Do my show. This is my show.
I know.
This is what I do.
Do the thing. Do the damn thing.
Well, speaking of shows, you got a show.
Yay! Because of you, finally. Nope, that was not me calling you over here. Duke, go back. Go back.
Duke, go back. Go back.
Go back.
So, that's the dog. So, I had to pause it because Duke just jumped up and just started, mm-hmm. like... being Duke, because he loves people, he loves excitement, he loves energy, so he's like, peoples?
And he thought I was calling him because I clapped, but I wasn't.
And Panda don't, this was just funny, Panda don't do animals.
I don't do animals. But yeah, yes, because you and LaToya pushed me And
I have been pushing you for this shit for like two years. Fucking years.
Yes, you have been pushing me. And then one day I was hanging out with LaToya and she was like, you know what? I think she gave me till August. She was like, you got till August.
She did. She gave me till August.
She gave me till August and she was like, the next, and when I talk to you the end of July, you better let me know you have this stuff together. So I'm the type of person, I don't like to disappoint the people that I rock with.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I got to get on the good foot. Because if I don't, LaToya is going to be mad at me. And not only that, Mark has been telling me this for the longest, and it's something I want to do. So yeah, I finally have it. And we're finally, I think we're on episode 7.
7.5.
Well, if you count the point fivers, it's really like 10, because I have 3.5ers, but yeah. And then there's still four episodes that haven't gone out yet. And then we're recording again tomorrow. So yeah, it's going pretty okay.
So what's the show about? Tell everybody what it's about, what's going on.
So it's called Pandagasms. At first it was supposed to be called Pandaisms because I say some weird stuff and everybody always laughs at me, but I be serious. So don't laugh, Mark.
It's just the way you said it. You're like,
yeah, I be serious. And people start laughing like, what is wrong with you, girl? I'm like, what? I'm for real right now. So I was at my brother's house and... Javi was like, you should change it to Pandagasms.
Was it
you
Javi? Were there. Was it Javi?
Or it was either Javi or Richie. I think it was Richie.
Richie
was like, oh, you should change it to... He was like, what do you think about Pandagasms? And the way Richie said it, I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, like sensual and shit?
Yeah. I was like, oh, zaddy. That sounds good.
Zaddy.
So it went from Pandaisms to Pandagasms. And I think we talked about that in the first or second episode, whatever, we talked about how the name got named. So it's basically, you know, just Manda Panda freeing you, like when you have an orgasm. You feel free. Mark, stop. I wish you
had visual. I haven't said anything.
You're not, but you're side-eyeing me.
I didn't even sigh. I didn't do anything. Sir, I'm taking notes.
Okay, fine. You the way you looked at your notepad was like, this girl. Yeah.
Look, man, who doesn't like orgasms?
I know, right? Even if you need a kickstart to them.
We just gonna jump right into that?
I guess we can.
We gonna jump right into it then. Fuck the noise. So, you posted a question. Let's see if I can find it. You asked...
The sexual anxiety one?
I forget what it was.
Or, I think that's what it was.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You asked about, pardon me. You asked about, excuse our goofiness. Like, we haven't hung out. We rarely get to hang out like this, so it's...
Right. And then his birthday's tomorrow, y'all. Happy birthday, Mark!
Yeah, my old ass is gonna be 38.
Ooh, ooh, closer to 40. Ooh, ooh.
I wonder what I'm gonna do in my 40th. If there is no COVID by the time I'm 40...
There will be no COVID. We are speaking it into existence, damn it.
I am going to Vegas, and I'm strip club hopping.
Okay. That's good. I'm here for it.
If not Vegas, then maybe not New York. Maybe New York. I've been in New York on my birthday once, and it was actually pretty fun. I went to a strip club there, and I was like, yeah, can I have a... whatever it was, and it was like $12. I'm like, yeah, never mind, I have a Corona.
Right. Like, that's a force for a drink. Well, yeah.
But again, it was a beer. Like, I'm not paying $12 for a Bud Light. This is when I didn't know how to drink. So I'm not paying $12 for a Bud Light. You can go fuck yourself on that.
That's a lot. You can get the whole case for that.
For real. Shit, my bougie beer is like 8.9 alcohol per volume. It's 4 for like $14. I'm paying $12 for a Bud Light when it's like,
that's the force.
3.1. Fuck you.
Twice.
But yeah, so you were talking about sexual anxiety. So what's sex anxiety?
There was a quick description of it. It's basically when you feel like you're going to underperform when you're performing. So let me go to the questions.
Sexual performance anxiety causes symptoms and treatments. Sexual performance anxiety isn't diagnosed as often in women as it is in men, but it can affect arousal in women too. Anxiety can prevent women from getting lubricated enough to have sex, and it can take away from the physical desire to make love. Anxiety can take take you out of the right mindset for sex. So I'm assuming with guys it means you can't get a hard on. That's what I'm gonna assume. But like, you know, I don't know. Like, it's, I don't think I've ever had sexual anxiety where I couldn't get it up. But the the thought of underperforming has been like heavy on my head to this day. Like, since I realized, like, oh, you can actually have sex and be good at it. Mm-hmm. So once I learned how to be good at it, I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I think it'd be different for you, but I think maybe it isn't. Like, do you remember the first time you really made somebody come? Like really good?
I don't know.
Like, you don't remember the first time, like, you really made someone come? Like, really good? Like, I remember vividly the first time I made somebody come really hard, and I was just like, oh.
Well, you know, first of all, I have a piss poor memory, so I barely remember the beginning of the week. Yep, that one too. So I barely remember the beginning of the week, much less the first time. Oh, Mark.
I'm just saying, it like.
You made me laugh. I needed that chuckle.
Like, you don't remember, like, do you remember any time that, like, you really made, like, just in general, like you really made someone come hard, you just kind of, like, and you kind of got, like, later on, you're just like, yeah, I just did that shit.
No.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, God. All right, well, I'll talk about my experience.
Go ahead. So I can laugh.
So the first time I really made a chick come, it was, like, one of those things, like, I mean, like, hard. Like, yeah, making a chick come, that's fine. But the first time I made her come hard, and she was, like, moaning, like, touching her head, touching her hair. Like, she was just, she didn't know what the fuck to do with her hands. And she just, like literally just pushed herself off me and fell off the bed.
Oh. Off the bed?
Off the bed. And I was, like, and I that was the first time, like, I was just, like, where I was just, like, yeah, I did that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Aggie.
If I had a dollar every time a woman told me that. But, like, yo, it was the first time, like, for me, it was a milestone. I was like, all right, okay.
So how many notches on your belt you got now?
Yeah.
You ain't shit. I'm so glad Maria left, because if I would have to pop you inside your head.
She popped you inside my head.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm, like, it's different now. I'm married, like, you know what I mean? I don't fuck around. So, like, it's different where it's, like, you know... Like, you know your way around, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like, when you get, like, when, like, you make them nut really hard, it's like, yeah. Like, I don't know, it's so gratifying knowing that God, I can't believe I'm about to make this analogy. It's like giving someone a really good gift. And, like, you like the expression on their face, it's like, oh my God,
it is a gift. And it should be honored as such.
Coming as a gift?
Yes, it is a gift, because not everyone could get you there.
That's true.
So it is a gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving?
Yes! Yeah, because see, you want to make sure that that continues with each other, and you find ways to make it continue happening even better and better as you get along.
So here's where the anxiety kicks in. Now, even though I'm married, and even though, like I said, you kind of know your way around, but the reason the anxiety kicks in is because there's a movie, Clerks, which I'm 100% sure you've never seen.
What is it called?
Clerks.
It sounds familiar.
There's a part in the movie where this guy and his girlfriend are talking about making someone come.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude goes, making a woman come is a lot harder than making a man come. And she goes, that's bullshit. And she goes, and the guy goes, no, it's not. We just need something tight and lubricated. You move it, repeat, we nut. It wasn't in those exact words, but it's essentially that. It doesn't work like that with every woman. Every woman isn't...
It's different.
Yeah.
You're right. I never seen it. I just Googled it.
Yeah. Like, it, and it's one of those things where it's like, some women can't come by being eaten out. Some women can't come via penetration, or some women prefer one nut over the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, again, I'm out the game now, so it's like, I know what I'm getting into. Mm-hmm. But even now, I still have the anxiety, like, fuck, what happens if I underperform? She gonna go find some sexy doctor at her job, and then, like, you know what I mean?
Shut
She gonna find a surgeon with good hands.
If Maria wanted to do that too, she would have bended it long time.
Those are her words exactly.
Yeah, I think she's in it to the end.
You say that.
I think so.
You say that, and then until I think it's like, so.
After all this time.
I don't know. She's gonna get her nursing degree and go, bye, nigga.
Stupid.
But nah. So like, so we were talking about like the anxiety. So you had mentioned someone saying that it wasn't cool. About how you get in the mood.
Yeah, I need a jump start sometimes. If it's not first thing in the morning, because I'm a morning person, I like it in the morning. Yeah, I need a little kick, you know, a little nip or, you know, just a little drink, loosen up, relax just a little bit. Or else I'm not fully focused and into it. My mind be everywhere. All the tabs be open.
So it's not even like a thing, so it's not even like a sexual arousal thing, it's a focus thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the, even if it was an arousal, what the fuck is the problem?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know, because it's me, so I don't think it's a problem. So, other people might think it's a problem.
Fuck that noise. Look, man.
I've been sober. It just is better when I have a kickstart, when I have something to make it a little more better and relaxing.
Relax. Just do it. No, like, but yeah, I don't, so.
I was jamming.
Huh?
I was jamming, by the way.
And the listeners are jamming to my, like, horrible singing. And if you are, you know, bully for you, but you need better options. But, yeah, do you prefer drunk sex or just, like, you just need to have just, like a drink or two in you?
Just need a drink or two. I don't want to be drunk.
It's funny. Drunk sex is annoying if the person talks too much.
Sex is annoying if the person talks too much.
Yeah.
Why we gotta have a whole conversation? Can we do this after? We're trying to focus on the main goal right now. I don't care about how your day. Don't talk to
me. So you say that, right? I was living on my own. You were in my tiny ass apartment.
Which one? The one
in the first, my studio.
By the trolley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, This woman did some G shit. So I was over there. She was like, "Oh, when you coming home?" I said, "I'm leaving work now." So I worked overnights, not overnights. I worked till midnight. She's like, "All right, I'm gonna meet you at place X, and you know, I'll go, yeah, that's cool." So I go to my house. So we're chilling, like, you know what I mean. She takes her pants off. I'm like, "Okay, we're getting into it." She starts blowing me. I'm like, and she was like, "Tell me about your day." How the fuck am I supposed to tell you about my day with my dick in your mouth?
Sir. She wanted you to multitask.
You can't multitask.
You can multitask.
You cannot multitask. Not when that's happening and it's good.
There's you no absolutely can.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're, I don't know.
Bullshit.
I think she wanted you to multitask and hear your voice go to different octaves.
Well, I tried. You know what I mean? But it was
the
just...
The fact that... What I think it is, it's the joy of taking you over where you can no longer focus and think, and then she feels like, I got him.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
and like I said, it was some G-shit, too.
So wait, that's... To me, that's different. That's different. Some people outside having a grand old time.
Blancos. You know I stole that from you, right?
Don't be trying to tell me you stole it from me.
So you were saying though.
Yeah, that's what I think it was. I think she did that to kind of just, you know, hear you squirm, and it was more of a power thing. It was a power trip. That I feel like that's different compared to talking during sex.
Well, yeah. So, how do you feel about the power trip?
I don't mind it. It's fun. It's sexy.
Do you do the power trip or you prefer it the other way around?
Both.
You don't have a preference, like, within, like, either or?
No, they're both fun. What? Say it!
Say it!
Say it!
Say it! It's... there's a joke, We talked about WAP on your show.
Uh-huh.
I don't cook, I don't clean, but I'm a day I got this thing.
You know what's so funny? The other day, Offset posted a picture of Cardi B sweeping, and his caption said, liar. Yo, I fell out. Yo, I fell out.
Their relationship fucking kills me.
It does.
And it's funny, because you and Tori were talking about this on the show. About how like people are like dogging her. It's like, dude, mind your fucking business.
Right. So I don't care about exactly whether they stay married or get divorced. What I don't like is when they do, you know, when Cardi B filed for divorce and people were coming at her like, oh, I guess you don't got the WAP and this, that, and the third. That's what I didn't like. People are gonna fight, people are gonna divorce and fall in love again. You never get involved in people's business. And live in their relationships, because they're gonna forgive their partner. Meanwhile, you're still pissed off and upset. So I don't care what happens in their relationship, in their marriage. I just don't like to hear people dogging her because of the music that she makes and the choices that she makes in her marriage. The two, I don't feel like they should combine the two.
So there was I was listening to Joe Budden, and someone brought this conversation up, and they were dogging this dude because he was saying that he couldn't be with a woman who had like posed for Playboy, and he just said he just can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I respect that, because right. It's like, if you know what you can't deal with, then what's the problem? Now, on the flip side of that, if you're gonna be with somebody and you know who they are, and you know, not even who they, well, you know who they are, and it's not something they're gonna budge on, and on top of that, that's how they make their money,
and that's how you met them,
yeah,
right? Like, why try to make them change? That was the other thing I didn't like. I didn't like how he said he was embarrassed by her song. Like, what?
Dog, she's been doing this shit forever.
Exactly. That's probably what attracted you to her, because you like that type of shit.
Dog, she was a stripper. Like,
you know, hello? Say it again.
She was a stripper. Like, what the fuck do you think?
One more time for the people in the back.
She was a stripper.
Thank you.
So, like, what the fuck?
What did he expect? I don't know.
Like, she knows how to sell her body, and sex sells.
It does. It does. It really does. Unfortunately, it does.
So I'll play devil's advocate here. They are celebrities.
Yeah.
So when you become a celebrity, it there's a situation where your business is going to be out there. That's how people write articles. That's how people make their money. Mm-hmm. And if you become someone of a higher standard, that's going to be your life. People are going to talk about it. People are going to know about it. And even things that are supposed to be confidential are going to be leaked out.
And even, it's not even about being a celebrity. Right now, people just have nothing better to do, and they just want to talk. They really and truly have nothing better to do. People just like to sit around and talk people's business all damn day, because they ain't got shit else to do.
So I'm working, and you're right. And Maria said something, and it made a lot of sense to me. And I laughed because it's 100% true. We were driving back from my old gig. She picked me up because we were both working 7 to 3 at the time. I was working 8 to 4. It doesn't matter. And so we were driving back, and people were rubbernecking at an accident. And she's like, you've never seen an accident before? She was like, unless you're going to get out and help.
Keep going.
Yeah. And she was like, this world would be so much better if everyone just minded their fucking business.
Yes.
And so... That so she said it, and it clicked, and as soon as she said it, it immediately clicked. I was like, she was 100% right. Race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, money, love. Mind your fucking business.
Man, like, really, let me tell you.
Look, are you fucking, no licking. Sorry, that's the dog.
But he likes to lick his
foot. He can't. He's not supposed to.
Oh, okay.
So, if so sexual orientation, are they fucking you?
Right.
Is it hurting you? Mind your fucking business. Oh, you're Muslim and this person's Christian?
And?
Okay. Like, okay, you had a conversation, like the person doesn't want to talk about it? Okay, move the fuck on. Or ta-da! Don't fucking talk to the person. It's not that goddamn serious.
Cheerios.
Cheerio.
Pip. I don't know. People like to make themselves stressed out over unnecessary things. It doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. Like I told you the other day, I forget what we were talking about. And I was like, Mark, I have no idea. I swear I live in a bubble. I don't know anything that's going on. And you were like, sometimes that's the best.
It is. Like, ignorance, sometimes, honestly, Odin, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
It is. I like living in my little bubble world where unicorns fly. And I'm the unicorn. That's fine. Hercules.
Yeah. But like, yo, so... If, okay, so we'll keep the song Cardi and Offset. So I found out about it, right? Now, I'm pretty sure I dogged him on the show for, like, saying that, like, he divorced her because of, like, her music and her persona. It's like, dog, like, first off, her career is going to flourish for a long time.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard anything about the Migos?
Right.
So,
except for the one who's dating Saweetie.
Is it
Quavo?
If Offset's dating Cardi, then it's Quavo dating
Saweetie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Saweetie is, though.
She sings.
I don't know.
She's the one that says that, if told the ladies that if he can't buy you a Birkin, don't fuck with him.
Okay, yeah. I want to talk about that, too.
First of all, if you can't buy yourself a Birkin, you shouldn't be expecting it from somebody else.
Dog, I found out that, like, you can, like, the price of a Birkin is almost like a down payment on a house.
Yes! That's just expensive as hell!
People get, like, I'm not a thug by any means, but if I see somebody with one of those, I might rob them.
Listen.
So going back to that.
They're gonna only be able to afford Birkin shoelaces. I feel like that standard is too high. Now, if you are in that tax bracket and you're dating someone in that tax bracket, then that's fine. But again, I would never want someone to get
Sweetie
me something.
Sweetie ain't putting out music for people who can afford a Birkin bag.
Well, she can afford it.
She can.
That's what I'm saying.
But, like, she ain't making music with people who...
No. No, she's not. The people that are listening to her. And it was a huge thing on Twitter. And I was like, yo, y'all are wild. Because I'm not expecting that. And if that's what I want, I'm going to get it for myself. And if my partner decides they want to buy me one out of, you know, because they wanted to, then fine. But I'm not expecting it. That's not what I'm going to hold as a standard over someone's head. Can you buy me a Birkin? Could you buy yourself one? Like, that's what would be my comeback if I was a man.
And what kills me about, so, like, the idea of, like, the more expensive the gift doesn't mean anything.
Mm-mm.
Like, you could buy the most expensive gift in the world, but does it actually mean anything to the right person that you're buying?
Sometimes it's just the simple thought that counts. Like, if I'm mad at you, I would definitely like to have some shrimp Alfredo brought to me, nice and creamy, with some garlic bread.
Because that's something they know right. You like.
Or a bowl of macaroni and cheese.
So here's a funny story for you. I forget when it was, but I was leaving work a few years ago. It always pops up in my stories on Facebook. And Maria texted me. I was like, hey, I'm leaving the work. Do you want anything? And she goes, some chocolate. I bought her, I'm not sure if it was 1 or 5 pound bar of Hershey chocolate. But she laughed her ass off. It made her smile. And to me, like, it was all worth it. Like,
yeah, you know, it's little shit.
Little stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Agree. Like, and that's one of the reasons why I love Christmas as much as I do. Getting something for somebody is, like, buying something for someone and, like, seeing a look on their faces, for me, is the best part of Christmas. Like, knowing you brought joy to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I love that part of Christmas. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and people go, like, I hate Christmas shopping. I fucking love Christmas shopping.
So, I don't like shopping, period. I don't care what type of shopping. I don't like grocery shopping. I don't like clothes shopping. I do everything online. I am the hugest Amazon whore you could ever think of. I hate stores. If I go in the store, it has to be first thing in the morning when they open or when they're closing at night. And this has been me pre-COVID. Like, I don't like going in the stores. I hate the stores. So, I don't care what the holiday is. I don't like stores. With that being said, I love Christmas because it's the time that my family, we all have the time off and we can get together. I can care less about the gifts. I just like the fact we're all together. We have the tradition Christmas Eve. We spend a night at Alfred's house and we watch TV all night. We play games. We talk shit. We drink. We eat. And to me, that's what I like about Christmas. I don't care if I don't get a gift. But the fact that I can just be around the family to do the shits and giggles, that's all I really care about. The kids, they be all right. Y'all get shit all year long.
Let me tell you. So, one of the, my wife's the exact opposite. So if she could, she would only buy, if you have kids, she almost always only buys gifts for the kids. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you know what I mean? They're kids, they deserve the gifts, it's like their time of year.
Right.
Recently, she's changed because a lot of the people we hang out with, like you have kids, but it's like, you bust your ass to, like, you know, make sure your kids have stuff. Like, you know what I mean? So you deserve stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not going to be anything extravagant, but we get you something because, you know, it's like something like you know, you'll appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a $5 decal and a water bottle. Like, you know what I mean?
And that is my favorite water bottle. I kid you not. So I just wanted to put that out there. People be like, is that a panda on your water bottle? Yes, it is. My best friend and his wife gave it to me.
So, and it's like, and so I, but just, and it's not even just gifts. Like, so I was so happy that when you started your podcast that, like, when I was like, fuck, like, I enjoyed making stuff for you because, like, I know it makes you happy. It promotes your show and it does stuff and it, like, it helps do, it helps promote the things you're doing. I'm catching fruit flies. And I caught one.
And it's the funniest thing ever. He just gave himself, like, yeah.
The Jordan, like, yes. So, but not. So, and, like, so my best friend, he runs a website. And he'll go, hey, I want to promote. Hey, can you write this article for me? I'll pay you. And I'm like, dog, I'm not taking money from you. Right. My homegirl, shout out to my homegirl, Charmaine. And she was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm not taking money from you. I'm like, I'm not accepting money for you because I do it for the cause.
Like you with your foolishness today.
So Amanda threatened to block me because I asked if she could grab me beer.
And he was going to cash at me. Sir.
You never assume.
So first of all, the way I was raised, you never
go to... Sorry, I'm just making sure that it wasn't like ringing. Like
oh, no. It ain't ringing. You never go to someone's house with your hand swinging.
That's true.
So whenever I come here, I always get you a beer. I'd be like, what beer is it again? You're always like, oh, whatever, IPA. I do not expect for you to cash at me. And your birthday's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Sir.
But yeah, but again, you don't want to assume. You don't want
to
assume.
It's not even about assumption. We've been friends for how long and you haven't picked up on that as yet?
Shit, I was actually talking to your homeboy. I was like, we've been friends for like 15 years.
Yeah, because Amari's 18.
Yeah, and he was like, actually might be longer than
that. No, it was longer because I was pregnant at the gap.
No, I think you might have been on maternity leave or you might have been gone for a little while when I started.
Okay.
So it might be 17, 18 years that we've been cool.
Yeah, about that.
So... Shit, yeah. So yeah, it's just one of those things where I don't want to assume. You don't want to just be like, hey.
Well, good goddamn it, assume that every time I come here, I'm bringing you some beer.
Okay. But if here's the funny thing. If the roles are reversed, you'd say the exact same thing to me.
You're right.
But again, but you're right, though. You don't whatever. Go. But that's how it is. Like, when I go to LaBelle's house, I don't go empty. Hey, do you need anything?
Right.
You know what I mean?
You ask.
And 9 times out of 10, he'll say, nah. But, like, I bring beer, and I bring enough for me and him.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make sure that I leave beer at his house so he'll have something to drink when I'm gone.
Listen, one time I went to Thanksgiving dinner with someone, and because the people didn't open the drink they brought, they took it back. I leave it. Like, who does that?
So, I'm not mad when people do that.
I'm not mad about it either, but then in my head, I'm like, who raised you?
So, it's funny. Sometimes LaBeau be like, take your fucking beer.
That's different. That's different. He's telling you to take it.
Yeah, like, so, like, if Shanice and Javi come by, like, late, and they'll, like, oh, blah, 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 and, like, and they'll take their beer, and we're like, you know what I mean? Like, because it's, like, two left. Like, you know what I mean? Like, take the two fucking beers. And then sometimes they're like, do you want it? I'm like, all right, cool, we'll keep it. But, yeah, so if it's, sorry, I had to pause. I had to go give Duke food. And if you can hear a random jingling in the background, that's because he is, like, going to town on his dog food. And if you hear click clacks, that's him coming back right now. But, yeah, so, like, it's – but like you said, you don't go to someone's house empty-handed. And that's something that Maria taught me. But, like, even before then, it's like I always had the idea. It's like, hey, if you want something, then, like, you know, if you want something, like, let me know. Or I'll, like, call it, hey, I'm on my way here. Or, hey, I'm at the store. It's just common courtesy. And you'd assume that more people would have that, but they don't.
But you know your friends. There's that part.
That's also true. Like, I'm having the guys over tomorrow, and all of them, well, not all, there's only about 3 of them coming. None of them are going to come empty-handed. And even if they do,
because it's your birthday.
But even if it wasn't, like, they, even if they came empty-handed, they're still gonna be like, "Yo, let me know what you want to do when I get there."
Like, so wait, I couldn't join with the guys? I'm not worthy because I don't have a penis?
I mean, you do have a penis. It's probably bigger than mine.
No, they all got thrown out one day I went to the gym.
Yeah.
They did. I came home from the gym and all my toys were in the trash.
Who threw your toys away? Never mind.
We should not mention. But yeah, I don't have any penises bigger than you anymore.
How do you... Who throws someone's tech toys away?
Someone that's very insecure and jealous.
I'm insecure, but I'm not throwing someone's toy away.
Mind you now, they were in the bottom of my closet in a bag.
I was going to make a joke about someone looking for dicks.
Sir.
Dog, who...
So, yeah.
Yo, it is not that serious.
Such is life. We live and we learn.
Yo, it is never that serious.
I didn't think it was ever that serious either. However, other people feel differently, and that's okay. I am learning to accept people where they are and not fuck with them because of where they are.
Fair enough, but it's your shit.
That you know they didn't buy. Don't be touching people's stuff and throwing it away.
Yo, the link image might be a dildo.
You're going to get kicked off all those platforms. Probably. Where you air your podcast. So no, probably. You can't do that. You can't do that. Then you're going to turn around, you're going to blame me. So no, sir. We're not going to do that. Uh-huh. No, sir. You're not going to do it.
Oh, see that.
What I said. The god of stubborn.
I'm just going to put, I'll just put the logo over the, over the penis.
Over the head.
Over the head.
You know what? You can make it, put a face on it so that, and like.
Oh, shit, I can do that, can't I?
Yeah, so at the top, because the balls could be like his feet to walk. Make it look like cartoonish. So it doesn't look like a penis.
There we go. See? So now I can blame you since you gave me an idea. You walk
you
right
know,
in.
You walk know right I'm into with that. The that that's... I'm with the shits, gang. No, son, stop.
I'm not going to do that. I'll figure something out.
But like, yes, I will figure something out.
But that shit is fucking funny though. You can't throw someone's dildos away. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All my toys went in the trash. I didn't even get to use them. Took them out the package and threw them away.
He took them out the package?
Yeah. And I came home, there was a trail of open packages from the trash to my bedroom. Like, fam, what if my kids woke up and saw this shit? But whatever. Life goes on.
How long ago was this? Just out of curiosity.
This was last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured out who it was. Yeah. I was just... See,
names
this is, this,
we don't longer mention.
It's fucking Voldemort. Fuck that nigga. Bitch ass nigga. I wanted to choke him out so fucking bad. I tried so hard to be nice.
Oh, my.
Yo, Maria had me fucking dying. She was like, yo, you cannot hide your disdain for this person. They know they hate you. They know you hate them. I'm like, they don't know. You know, like they probably, I feel like they don't know. Like I offer them drinks and shit like that. Did he know I hated him? Did he know?
He knew Maria didn't like him. Because after the fashion show, he texted me. No, he said to me, I said hi to Maria. And she didn't say anything back to me. And I was like, so what do you want me to do, beat her? Fuck. You sound like a little kid, tattletailing.
Oh, shit.
I said hi, and they didn't say hi back. All right, move the fuck on.
Yeah. I would have choked him the fuck out. It wouldn't even have been pretty.
God,
because it's funny, because someone said to me, they was like, yo, you never know, he might fuck you up. Like, they better get me on the first shot. Because let me tell you, I get close enough, it's a fucking rap. Haruki! Toss that nigga like Kevin Nash.
Shwing, bada, 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 shwing, bada.
You ever had revenge sex? That's literally the last topic I have on here that I can think about.
Revenge sex? Revenge. Like I was getting revenge on someone else and sexed somebody that they sexed?
That counts, but just fucking someone because you knew it would get back to the other person.
No. Really? I haven't been that petty. No. I don't really have too much of a petty bone in my body. Well, I don't have too many petty bones in my body. I am a firm believer in what you do will come back to you. So I try not to do things like that. Yeah. I try. Keyword is try. But no, I have not done that. Sir, you done it? Don't be deep saying. You over there revenging sex on people because you know that her friend's going to hear about it?
This has been the Old Man Wade Show.
Absolutely not. Answer the question, sir.
Yes, I have.
Why?
Because I'm an asshole.
Why did you want to get back at the guy? What'd he do to you? Why did you go have to smack the bush he was smacking?
I was actually fucking his chick's friend because I didn't like her friend. Her friend didn't like me.
Oh.
So I was just running through her friends.
You're Aggie.
I am what I am. What do you want from me? Like,
I want you to do better.
I am doing better. I'm married.
You're married now.
I don't do that shit anymore.
Right.
Like, I was a dickhead. Oh, my God.
What?
I mean, you remember the stories I used to text you like, yo, guess what I just did?
Aggie is the
Aggie. Yo, my basketball coach used to fucking crack up because whenever we used to go to someone else's, like, gym, this is back when I was, like, in shape, big shoulders, cut up, still with the big ass, and, like, women would just gravitate toward me because, you know me, I'm goofy. And he goes, yo, everywhere we go, there's a gang of women who like you. I'm like, I don't know, man. What do you want from me? It just is what it is, man. And, like, it's funny that I went from being a really cocky person to, like, a completely insecure person. It's so funny. I did a complete 180.
I wonder why.
I can answer that. I didn't like the person that I was becoming, and I tried to humble myself, but I humbled myself so much that it turned into disdain for myself.
So you stop letting your light shine bright.
Yup. But it's not so bad anymore because there are some things that I'm really confident about, and I wouldn't say arrogant, but it's not arrogant. There's some
like
things,
you're writing. When I put on my autobiography, I'm gonna need your help.
Yeah, like my writing is the one thing that like talking to my therapist, he was saying that one of like my first appointment, we were talking about things that I do and things that I'm confident about, and he was like, I was like my writing. And he goes, do you ever have any, like, worry about it? I go, no, I'm good at that. And so he was saying that was one of the things he was happy about because it's something that I can always lean back on because it's one of the few things that I'm always just like, yeah, I'm good at that. There's no one can tell me nothing about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's because I push myself hard about it and there's, things that go into it. But they're, like, But yeah, like, that's one thing. I'm just like, no, you can't tell me nothing about that. Like, you know what I mean?
I got this shit.
Yeah. I may, some things may be better than others.
Right.
But, like, I'm always striving to do better. And when I see something, like, there are articles that come out. Recently, an article came out on something that I wrote in September. And then a more popular website wrote about it. And my wife had to stop me from tagging them and saying, I did it first and I did it better.
You did do it.
I didn't tag them in it, though.
But you definitely was like, I did it first, sounded like Ray J.
But I didn't tag them in it, so it was okay.
I would have tagged their asses.
I know, no.
You should have went on Twitter and tagged them.
No, because I may want a job for them later.
I guess.
That was the only thing that stopped me, because I was like, I may want a job for them later. That is the only thing that stopped me from doing it. Trust and believe that's the only thing that stopped me from doing it.
Fine. All right. You got a point there.
I did it first. I don't even know how this fucking song goes.
I don't either. I just know Ray J was the person who.
Yeah. And he pixelated the picture of Kim Kardashian.
Ah! He's so petty.
You know, I don't think Kanye West had sex either. I don't think he's ever had sex with Kim Kardashian.
What?
I don't think he's ever had sex with her.
Why?
He doesn't look like he's capable of having sex.
What?
I don't think he's capable. There are a lot of people on my list that I don't think are capable of having sex. He's one of them.
You know what? I have that list too. But he's not one of the people.
Donald Trump's on that list. He looks like the type of dude who'd call like a high end prostitute, give him $1 million, and he'd talk himself out of fucking it. They'd be like, you know what? You can have your money back. I'm good. He looks like the type of dude who talk himself. That ever happened to you? Someone to talk themselves out of, they talk themselves out of getting sex?
No.
Yo.
Honestly.
Yo. I have. Yo.
Yo, you had a wild ass life.
Yo, it ain't even like my numbers are crazy. Like, I hear people talk about numbers and my numbers aren't crazy. But it's like, yo, it's like, yo, you are just fucking annoying. I can't fuck you.
Because they talk too much?
Either they talk too much, they're just fucking annoying. I was like, yo, shut the fuck up.
That's like when somebody talks during sex. It's like, can you stop? It's the same concept.
But yeah, I don't mind talking dirty. Like, you know what I mean? But like, dog.
What's talking dirty, bitch? Wash those dishes. You know what? Oh, Jesus.
Yo, but like, dog, don't, like, and then, because then it's like, I'm like, am I not doing my thing? Like, you know, because I'm wondering about, like, am I not doing my thing? And then it's like, why'd you stop? Motherfucker, because you seem like you were into it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not so arrogant to think that, like, everything I'm doing is good. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right, give me a ooh and an ah.
Something.
Blink.
Nah, bitch, don't blink. Keep your eyes closed.
Fuck me back.
Yes! Something. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, yo.
This has turned into a giggle show.
Yo, what the fuck was the point of this conversation?
I don't know how we got here.
What the fuck are we talking
about? How did we get here?
What the fuck was it? I could go back and check, but I'm not.
No, we're not.
It wasn't revenge sex. Talking.
It was sex. Revenge sex. That's how we got here.
No,
and
it was
started to talking about your
yeah.
tagging the Arthur person.
Oh no, we're talking about
Kanye
people?
West.
Oh, yeah.
On the sex
so
list.
So who else is on your list of people who you think never had sex?
So honestly, I don't think.
Damn it, Wade!
Oh god, it's gonna be good. And we're back. I had to edit the shit out of that. What the fuck is wrong with you? I can't say that. And let me tell you.
You didn't say it. I said it.
No. That is not going out there.
Fine.
I had.
Well, at least you know now.
So, what famous people do you know?
Famous people. I don't know, cause I don't really be, you know, involved in the entertainers' lives. But so I'm lying. I don't have a list of entertainers who I think don't have sex. I have a list of entertainers who I feel like I bomb sex. I think
I'm still tripping on what you just told me.
I love you.
And I can.
I love you.
I can verify.
Now you're gonna
I can,
be able to
I can verify the second one.
I mean, I know they both do, but in my head, they don't.
Oh, you're talking about people. Okay. See, that's different. That's different when you have people you know and you can't see them having
yeah,
sex.
Yeah, like, in my
and
head,
don't. I'm calling bullshit on that last one.
Well, yeah,
I am calling,
the way he talks about it, but in
no,
my
no,
head,
no, no, no.
He
the
doesn't.
Way you talk to me about it with that
well,
person.
I would like to, but I don't
so
think
I am
he
calling
does. In my head, he doesn't, but I know he does. So anyway, for
nigga.
Celebrities, I think Tiana Taylor and what's her husband's
Iman
name?
Shumpert.
Have bomb sex. I
absolutely.
Think their sex is crazy.
Absolutely.
I think Cardi B and Offset got crazy sex too.
I don't agree.
No?
I think she's good. I think he's whack.
Right. That's at least somebody's great. I think, you know who I think probably has bad sex? Beyonce and Jay-Z. I think they got bad sex. I think
I think
Chris Brown got whack sex because he talks about sex too much. So
I think
his sex is whack.
So the Beyonce and Jay-Z thing, I don't think they have bad sex. I think they have very boring sex.
Yeah. Like
it's like they both get off, but it's just kind of like...
It's mediocre.
It's business.
I feel like they have... Did you ever see that movie, The Wrong Missy? Or The Wrong Mitzi? Or whatever her name is. And she was like, you can mind fuck me. And he was like, what's that? She was like, you know, when you think of someone else in your mind, but you're fucking me. I think that's what
we're
they...
We're supposed to talk about that. You keep that in mind.
I think that's what Beyonce and Jay-Z do. They think of other people to get off. I think they might fuck each other.
I'm going to say this is going to be fucked up, but I don't care. I think she's thinking about fucking somebody else.
Because he's already been cheating.
Yeah,
she's thinking, like, damn, I really wish I was sitting on somebody else's prick right now.
Yeah, he's thinking about Rihanna.
I think she got bomb sex.
Oh, Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. I don't think Beyonce would be good at sex at all. So, okay, here's the thing. Some people, men and women, can coast on... good looks and big dick. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? If a woman looks good enough, you can get off and just on the fact that they're fucking, they look good, they feel good,
yeah,
and not have to, like, you know, do any work. And I'm assuming the same thing would be for women. It was like, okay, the dick's good, so they don't have to do much. I can do all the work.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you don't, that doesn't really sound too confident.
I guess.
But it's...
Honestly, I think unattractive men have better sex than attractive men.
I'm going to go a step further and say that it's probably insecure men.
Hmm.
Because it's like they feel a more of a need to
prove themselves.
Prove themselves.
I don't know. Well, they never said that if they were insecure or not, so I wouldn't know where their mind was at.
That's true.
So I can't vouch for it.
But I agree with you with Chris Brown. Like, he looks like the type of dude that, like, again, he seems like the type of dude who, like, Proof from D12 had a song. He goes, yeah, you shake it like you're nasty, but can you fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Chris Brown kind of seems like the type of dude that'll, like, dance to bed. And then not know how to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like he does a lot of coke, and then he starts dancing and goes over. That's the other thing, he does coke. Isn't there something as like coke dick when you can't get it up?
I think there is. I think so. I think I've heard of it.
Who else is on your list?
I think that's about it for all I could think of.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think Brandy has sex.
You don't think she has sex at all?
No, I think Monica got bomb sex.
I agree with both of those. Like, Brandy looks asexual. Like, she just doesn't even, like, give a fuck enough to do it. You know what I mean?
I think that might be me now. It's been so long. And now I see men, I'd be like, ew, you got cooties.
Yo, what was I listening to when someone said, could you imagine catching COVID from bad sex?
Fam, I'd be pissed. I would be pissed.
That was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever heard in my life.
Like, yo, you gave me bad dick and you got me sick? You got a double whammy.
Oh, man.
Dropping shit.
But yeah, so I'm trying to think if I could think of anybody else that's just probably just like, oh, me and my best friend Lavelle, we were talking about, you know who Zendaya is?
Yeah.
So me and him were talking about it. We both find her like super attractive, but we kind of feel like she doesn't fuck. She makes love to you, she doesn't fuck you, she just really has sex with you. That's exactly what we said. Yes. And then she's like, tell me about your feelings. You start crying, and as soon as you start crying,
she hugs your head and puts it in between her breasts,
and like she doesn't come unless you come. It's like you start crying, and then she comes, and you come, and you know, she just like kind of pats your head and rubs you, like tells you
it's okay.
Yes.
I think I was in there because that's what I do. I don't fuck. I make love.
Oh God, yo! Let me tell you, like Zendaya looks. He, you know, oh man, but yeah, so I'm trying to think. I can't think of anybody else on top of it. Kim Kardashian's sex is probably whack. What we've seen.
Yeah, I've never seen the video, so I don't know.
You ain't missing shit.
Clearly. But yeah, I don't think she has good sex. Let's see. Who else can I think of?
I'm trying to think of people that. Kanye can't fuck with to save his life.
Well, you just said you don't even think he does.
Like, I don't. Like, he kind of reminds me of, like, the kid in elementary school that says he's had sex. Like, you know what I mean?
But just never, for pointers, but yeah. Didn't. Yeah.
Like, he was like, yeah, man. I was like, yeah, and I nutted, and it was yellow. I'm like, nigga, you pissed in her.
Well, he wanted to squirt, too.
That nigga ain't never made a woman squirt in his life. Again, he looks like the type of dude who'll talk himself. He looks like the type of dude that will talk himself out of sex.
I feel like if he did get sex, it's pity. It's out of pity because he looks so pathetic.
And everyone, oh, he has kids. I'm like, that don't mean shit. You can jerk off into a cup and get sick.
But I think she only got pregnant like in Carried, one. All the rest.
Yeah, Northwest, right?
Yeah, all the rest, they had surrogates.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I know Northwest. And again, maybe it's not her, maybe it's him.
Whatever the reason is.
Again, none of my fucking business, and like, you know what I mean? So like,
this is just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, he's on that list too. Like, he just doesn't look like he's ever had sex. The dudes and Boys and Men look like they've had a bunch of orgies.
Boys, all three of them, you think?
Four of them.
There's four of them?
Well, there's three of them now, but there was four of them. Remember the deep voice dude who didn't sing? He kind of just talked.
Talked?
To you. Yeah.
He talked your panties off?
Hey, baby. Shit.
You like, goddamn right.
That, I feel like
the bass voice, man, listen.
Like, they've all had sex in the same room, like, multiple times. Like, they just do it there.
Yeah, Aggie. Shut up.
Casey's never had sex.
But Casey from Casey and JoJo?
Yeah.
From Jodeci?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Casey's never had sex.
They have crackhead sex.
Dog, relax. Casey ain't never had sex a day in his life.
They have crackhead
Casey
sex.
Casey ain't never had they sex a day.
They have that
life.
Sex where they are in love. Because you know crackheads, they be loving each other. They be loving each other.
You know who's probably really good in bed? Cisco.
Yo, he probably doing all type of electric slide through the vagina.
Yeah. Woo! Men and women. Like, just getting it on.
All the way.
Like, just.
Wait. All the way. I could definitely see it.
Yeah.
He has a performance. He doesn't have sex. He performs.
I got somebody you like. Method Man. Okay, never mind. I'll leave that alone.
That is my man.
I know.
I cannot discuss what we do behind closed doors.
I would. Have you seen him recently?
I see him all the time.
Like, he's gotten, like, diesel.
He looks so... Lord Jesus. Whew. Him and Busta Rhymes.
Mm. You see Busta Rhymes lost all that weight, right?
He lost it?
Yeah, he's like... Hold on. I think I might be able to show you a picture.
I could Google it, too. I liked him bigger. I like him when he was stocky. I like him big.
Well, he's not like...
I like him
chunky. It's not like he's, like, lost the weight, but he's not like... Like, this is what he looks like now. He's lost the gut.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he's lost the gut. Like, he's got, like, a... He's got a beer gut six-pack.
He's still big. I still take him.
Like, yeah, he's, but again, he had an album coming out, and...
Busta looked like he got wild sex. Yeah. I don't like muscular guys like that. So all that muscle he's gaining is kind of like a turn off to me.
Really? You don't like this Busta?
Mm-mm. It doesn't do nothing.
Plus, he ain't got the hair either, too, so there's that.
I don't mind that he doesn't have his locks anymore. I just don't like all that muscle.
That's the picture I was looking for.
Yeah, I don't like all that muscle.
You like beer gut Busta?
I do.
Beer gut Busta.
It's something to hold on to when you're bouncing.
Yo, you and Stephanie with that shit.
Dead ass. Because when, at least, you know, when you're trying to, never mind.
All right, this has been the Old Man Wait Show.
Deuces! Gang.
Tell everyone where they can find you, please.
You can find me in the closet. No, sir.
I was just standing here.
Pandagasms, panda, like the animal, gasms, G-A-S-M-S.
Don't forget the S at the end because
yes, remember the S.
PandaGasms. On SoundCloud, Spotify,
Instagram, and Facebook.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Where can I find you on the Twitter?
On Twitter? I don't even really use my Twitter like that.
Really?
No.
Well, you can't because dude throw all your
So Twitter was the only account he didn't hack.
No, I was just making fun of it, like, because you threw your dildos away, so you can't play with your Twitter.
Yeah, I'm so stupid.
But yeah, make sure you check out Pandagasms. It's a good show. It's a fun show. It's an informative show, and it's not one of it's. Like I said, I love the balance between you and Toya, because Toya be man bashing, but you be coming back and.
So I get it though.
Like, and I know that Toya doesn't mean every man.
No, I know she doesn't. Nah.
But again, in my insecurity, I'm like, nigga, I ain't like that. But again, she knows that. She knows not every man is like that, but it's difficult to not generalize when you're talking.
It's
and
not even
like,
that. I just sometimes feel like we don't have the time to be like, some men.
Yeah. So I don't take it personal.
Good. As long as important people don't take it personal, that's all we care about. And all of you are important, so none of you are taking it personal.
Ta-da! I'm important. The investors are important. you can find me oldmanwade.com. You can find me writing articles for blackrabbit.com, BLAQUERABBIT. You can find me on Facebook, The Old Man Wade Show. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at oldmanwadecom. That's COM at the end of that.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. I'm trying to think of anything else. Yeah, I'm all over the fucking place. If you're listening to this on a platform, I'm all over the fucking place.
Ta-da!
You got anything else?
That's it. That's all, folks.
But that's all, folks.
Damn it, Wade!